Want to make sure this is on your calendar. There is an upcoming job fair that is really focusing on the need for great teachers across the state of Connecticut. And let's kind of talk a little bit about where we're at with our teachers and some of the things that we have been focusing on as a state, you know, tackling our teacher shortage, connecting really educators to districts that need to fill these positions, but also what districts have been facing in recent years. So joining us back on the show is Kate Diaz, who is the president of the Connecticut Education Association. It is the largest teachers union in our state. And ahead of the job fair happening this upcoming weekend in Milford, we wanted to talk to Kate about where we're kind of at with teaching in our state. Hey, Kate, how are you?
I'm good. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, this is an important time to be talking about this because there's a lot of moves and shifts happening in school districts right now. So I'm glad that we're having the opportunity.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Of course. I mean, the timing of it is really great. We're down to the last couple of weeks of school K through 12. I mean, I know there are some private schools that have already done graduation, for example, but you're talking about, you know, most school years are coming to an end. So this is really a time to capitalize on if you are thinking about being a teacher or you're thinking about going to a different district. Now is kind of the time to explore that. Let's talk, Kate, about where we're at. What has happened in recent years where Connecticut has tried to focus on our teacher shortage and even diversity of teachers in the classroom? And, you know, what have we done well and where do we still need a little bit of improvement?
Well, I think we've done a really good job about elevating the issue. You know, I think people are aware that two things can be true at the same time, where we have sort of this need to increase the desirability of the workforce, right, to make sure that we're paying people, making sure the working conditions are positive. And we need to really make sure that we're supporting people when we get them in there as well. And, you know, we have seen this shortage kind of being a really pervasive issue across the state, hovering around that 1,000 members, 1,000 teachers that we are often missing in the workforce. Typically in high needs areas like special education, math, you know, a lot of the places where we know that it's, you know, challenging to attract people. But it's really important that we also talk about keeping them, because what we're also seeing right now is that with the budget cuts across the state, we're also now shifting teachers all over the place. And so that's why this job fair is a really good moment, because we know there are places that you know, that are letting some teachers go while other people are needing to fill spaces. So job fair is an opportunity to connect those two groups of people.
So, and of course, we'll let people know where the job fair is, when it's happening, all of that. But Kate, if you're somebody who was a teacher for a long time, I know one of the things to address the teacher shortage has been bringing people out of retirement. Have we made that easier to come out of retirement and be able to basically get back into a classroom, you know, quicker than I think before? Because I know, you know, certifications and kind of getting up to speed with things. And I believe, you know, there was even some money involved with trying to kind of come out of retirement. Have we improved that at all?
Yes. I mean, we've had some statutory adjustments that allow people, you know, there were sort of this idea there was a penalty imposed for people who are coming out of retirement. And in many cases, we've had to work that out, because if you've already started drawing on your pension, that creates you can't also pay into your pension. Like, there becomes this weird sort of dual situation. So we have worked out a lot of those details. Districts have plans for people who come out of retirement, and there are statutory fixes. And often we find that teachers will come out of retirement for the district that they left. And they're able to do so sometimes even in part-time opportunities. So, you know, districts have been open to that where there's the space for it. But, you know, we know that retired teachers are not necessarily the long-term solution. They're a short-term opportunity. And so building up the profession and making sure that every teacher that we train in the state of Connecticut stays in the state of Connecticut, I think, is a real thing for us to consider. And, you know, that part is a little bit more challenging. Sometimes people come, get trained in our great schools and go back to, you know, a neighboring community in maybe Massachusetts or Rhode Island. And so we're trying really hard to say, no, stay here in Connecticut. And so that's, I think, some of the things that we're continuing to work on is how do we retain our educators in this state, particularly because I think we've done a good job of attracting diverse educators. Our newer population of educators tend to be more diverse. So, you know, making sure that those people stay here is really, really important to us.
And again, we have Kate Diaz here. She's the president of the CEA. The Connecticut Education Association is the largest teachers union in our state. And this upcoming weekend, there's going to be a job fair. It's tackling Connecticut's teacher shortage. It's connecting educators with districts currently hiring to fill classroom positions. And the event is right here in Milford at Jonathan Law High School. We'll get you all the details and everything and put it up on our website, voiceofct.com. Kate, let's address something that you and I have certainly talked about on my show many times, which is that the role of a teacher is very different today than it probably ever was before, because you're not just teaching. To some degree, teachers also need to be therapists. They also need to be, in some regard, behavioralists. They need to kind of, I mean, but it's, so it's tough. You're tackling obviously the tech side of things as well. I mean, I just think the experience in a classroom is, it was always challenging to be a teacher. I don't want this to sound like it wasn't, but
I understand.
It's exponentially, I feel like, harder to be a teacher. So how do you attract people to the that kind of a, an industry to, you know, be able to do that when you know it's not just simply creating curriculum, not that that's simple, and getting up in front of a classroom?
Yeah, I think that, you know, education is an interesting world in that it's constantly evolving. So what we try and do is emphasize the opportunity in education, which is this idea that it's a really dynamic landscape. There's no question. I mean, my son, he's going to be going to the job fair Saturday. That what draws people into the profession is still the ability to build relationships, the opportunity to work with kids. And you're absolutely right. It's complicated because people are complicated. But people like me and my son and the wonderful teachers that we have recognize that there's really nothing more rewarding than having the opportunity to connect with other people, join with them in their learning journey, help them see the potential of their future and build something. And I think for those of us who are in this profession, all of the things that are hard are also the things that are beautiful. And we realize that having the opportunity to influence a child, you know, how they see themselves, how they see the world around them so that they can build something beautiful for their life is really such a profound opportunity. And if you talk to educators, that's a uniting force. No matter what we teach, whether we teach five-year-olds, you know, how to play together, or we teach statistics to college, high school seniors, we all see the opportunity to help kids be confident, to see themselves as successful, to see themselves as people who have something really to contribute to their communities. And so it's hard. It's complicated. There's no question that we have a lot more to traverse in terms of, you know, students and some of the social emotional issues and the challenges we face with some of the political kind of fallout that's going on around education. But at the end of the day, the uniting force is this incredible desire to build relationships with students, their families, our communities, all in the name of building a strong community and a strong state. And I think when we look at it, there's such an incredible opportunity to give back in the world of education that you don't get in every job. And so those of us who do it feel really like, what an opportunity to really feel like, you know, I look at the students that I still have relationships with who still reach out to tell me about, oh, you know, this is what's going on in my life. And that's just gold, right? There's nothing quite like that. And so for those of us who have this opportunity, and feel that, you know, kind of pull and draw to help other people, it's the best job ever. And, you know, I think that that's really the heart of the issue for those of us who teach, is that we're willing to fight out some of the challenges, right? We're going to continue to push on the policy initiatives that we think are going to make the classroom safer and better for kids. We're going to talk about cell phones and screen time, and we're going to talk about sort of outside forces that are pushing on our system in ways that isn't productive for children. And we're going to do all that because we really believe that the space inside schools is so special and so important that it needs to be fought for. And so, you know, education, there's no question it's complicated, but it's also the best kind of complicated when you get to work with kids and get to really be a part of their lives. It's a special thing.
Mm. So again, that's happening this Saturday, June 6th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Jonathan Law High School right here in Milford. And again, that this is going to be a real opportunity to not only tackle Connecticut's teacher shortage, but to be able to connect people in education with districts that are currently hiring to fill classroom positions. I'd imagine there are many opportunities, including here in Fairfield County and in Kate Diaz. Is there anywhere you want people to go if they want more information ahead of this weekend? I would imagine you can register as well.
Yes, if you go to the CEA website, which is simply CEA.org, you'll see the job fair listed. And we do ask people to register ahead of time. That's mainly just so, you know, we are prepared. We have every, you know, materials, and we know exactly kind of who's going to be there so that we can be really prepared and that we can make sure districts know who's coming ahead of time so that there's, you know, if there's particular areas of interest, you know, if you're a social studies teacher, if you're a math teacher, we make sure that we can help point you in the right direction and let districts know. And so we do ask that. It is not required. We'll certainly, you know, Jonathan Law High School at 11 o'clock on Saturday, we're going to take anybody who shows up and invite them to join us. But the registration ahead of time just allows us to build connections if that's useful and efficient for people. So we hope that, again, that's at CEA.org, and it's just the job fair, so it's easy to find.
Okay, and I'm actually going to put a link on our website as well at voiceofct.com just so people can go there, get more information, and register ahead of time. Kate Diaz, I want to thank you so much, President of the CEA, for coming on ahead of the job fair to give us the details, and hopefully it's a great success and we can fill a lot of positions across the state of Connecticut this upcoming school year. Thank you so much.